Off the ball. Rugby.
O'Gara was also in my face. What the F are you doing? I responded by shaving to punch him.
It was feisty, all right, at the start, that's for sure, you know. There's no doubt about that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls. Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland. A proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack and on the way, a double injury blow for Munster ahead of Saturday's huge Interpro with Leinster. A Connacht front rower has been ruled out for a month and the emerging Ireland team for the final game of their South African tour is named. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Munster have suffered a dual injury blow ahead of Saturday's massive URC derby with Leinster. Peter O'Mahony and Ollie Yeager are both out of the game at Croke Park, having suffered respective hamstring and neck injuries in last weekend's win over the Ospreys in Cork. Mike Haley is working through a leg injury and Billy Burns has a shoulder issue, and Graham Rowntree provided updates on his walking wounded today.
I'd say Mike could be all right. We've looked after Mike. He got a bit of a bang on his leg, but we looked after him. Billy, I'm not so hopeful on, I'll be honest with you there. And certainly I'm not going to push him and bring him back when he's not ready to come back. But the others I mentioned are certainly back in the mix. Nanks, did you mention Tom Ahern there as well, didn't you? They're certainly back in the mix. You know, and we've got more good news there. We've got like Rory Scannell, Shane Daly, Paddy Patterson all coming back. You know, in November, we've got Dermot Kilgallen, Liam Coombs, Tekir Abrahams, even O'Mahony. You know, they'll be back at some point in November, which is only weeks away. You know, so this crisis... You know, we lost a few bodies, but certainly everyone will be due to be on, back on deck at the end of November from the recent injuries.
Rowntree, though, is assuring supporters that the likes of O'Mahony and Yeager won't be long-term absentees.
You're always reviewing what you're doing, and we can't shy away from our injury list. But you've got to be calm about this. You've got to look at the correlations as to what's going on. And these days, there's a lot of data available, so we can plan training to the minute. We can plan distance guys are running to the exact minute. And we've done that. We've had a good drill down into data there. And there's no correlation between injuries. They're all different. Yeah, they may be in the same area, it may be in the leg, but they're all different injuries from different aspects of the game. We got Shane Daly falling on his elbow awkwardly in Palmer. We got Ollie Yeager with his neck. Pete pulls up with a hamstring at the weekend. There's no correlation, you know, and you can be careful at times like this. You chase and you look under every stone. But I trust the people who work for us, the sports scientists.
With Croke Park heading for a sellout, Saturday will be a totally new experience for Munster centre Tom Farrell. He revealed today that he turned down an approach from abroad while still at Connacht, opting instead to sign a 2-year contract at Munster.
It was a pretty easy decision once the conversation started. Once that kind of offer came in, it was a pretty easy decision. Obviously, the history behind the club, the way that the team are playing over the last couple of seasons, I thought it would suit my game. Obviously, the success of the club as well in the last couple of seasons and how far they're going in competitions, and obviously to win in the URC 2 years ago and top in the league last year, it was kind of a no-brainer from my end, to be honest. So I put them conversations that I had abroad on hold pretty quickly.
Connacht prop Sam Illo has been ruled out of action for a month with an ankle injury. But in better news for head coach Pete Wilkins, captain Sam Prendergast has come through the return to play protocols and should be available for Saturday's game away to Ulster. Jordan Duggan, Joe Joyce and Josh Ione also return, having missed Friday's loss away to the Scarlets. Katie Heffernan's been forced to miss Ireland's last game of their WXV1 campaign. The centre's returned to Ireland with an arm injury sustained in training, and she's been replaced in the squad by Katie Whelan. Eve Higgins started the defeat to Canada at outside centre, having been introduced off the bench against the Black Ferns. She's been looking ahead to the game against the United States with our friends from the IRFU.
Bit of disappointment, obviously, after the game on Saturday, but flicked the switch pretty quickly. Everyone was straight into reviews and looking at ways that we can get better again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, especially going from first half to second, like even on the day, it was kind of a good reflection to see how much we improved in the second half, and even watching back of how much we actually let slip in the game, and how much more we can do and capitalise on in the game. And that's all positives going into the match week.
week three here on tour, and it's been a pretty long 6 week block in total when you include the Australia game. You mentioned spending time in each other's company, and there was a bit of crack here at the start of the session. How important is that? Because obviously the off pitch stuff and the connections on the pitch is vitally important.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's 30 in the squad, but you wouldn't think it. You know, we're so tight. You know, we've been in camp now 4 or 5 weeks, and you honestly wouldn't think it. You know, it's test match week three, and you know, it's just nothing but good vibes amongst ourselves. And yeah, there'll be definitely a few more coffees to go.
A bit of sea recovery now this afternoon, then into a big session of the week tomorrow. It's a quick turnaround to USA, so it's all that focus on getting, as you mentioned, bodies and minds right.
Yeah, exactly. Big training day tomorrow, so we just want to put everyone wants to put their best foot forward to feel fresh doing that tomorrow. And yeah, and look to improve on things that we know we can focus on and get better for the test match versus USA.
And a final opportunity to put on the green jersey in this block. It's an exciting one.
Yeah, exactly. And our first WXV1, and you know, we've had some good memories. And yeah, I think we're just all raring to go and are itching to have one last match that we can prove ourselves again.
Simon Easterby has made 11 personnel changes for Emerging Ireland's final tour match against the Cheetahs tomorrow. Leinster's James Culhane will captain the side from number 8, and only Andrew Osborne, Hugh Cooney, Sam Prendergast and Alex Usanov are retained from the team that started Sunday's win over Western Force. So the team that will play against the Cheetahs tomorrow will have Ben O'Connor returning at full back. Andrew Osborne switches to the right wing with Zach Ward returning on the left. Cooney is partnered in the centre by another Hugh. That's Hugh Gavin. Sam Prendergast starts his third consecutive game at out half. He's partnered in three quarters this week by Cormac Foley. It's a front row of Alex Usanov, Stephen Smith and Jack Ainger. Evan O'Connell and Dara Murray come into the second row. Harry Sheridan starts a blindside flanker this time round. Sean Idogbo gets his first taste of action at openside flanker, and James Culhane will start at number 8. On the bench for Ireland are Danny Sheehan, George Haddon, Scott Wilson, Conor O'Tierney and Alex Soroka, and covering the backs are Matthew Devine, Jack Murphy and Charlie Tector. All Blacks head coach Scott Robertson has given a positive update regarding the Leinster-bound Jordy Barrett. He missed the final round of the Rugby Championship, a 33-13 defeat of the Wallabies in Wellington with a medial ligament injury. But Robertson believes Barrett will return in time for their opening test of the Autumn Series. That's against Japan on the 26th of this month. And the All Blacks boss also shared the most important thing he's learned from the first part of their international season.
Key learning is you've got to learn quick. From week to week, learn quick. Then personally, how I can help the whole group, my messaging to the group, how I can work closely with officials, with the captaincy, with game management, from week to week, and adapt what's important for this test match in front. That's one thing. The other thing is to make sure you keep your energy right. You know, the boys got to see yourself consistently each week. Keep connected.
World Rugby is to put several potential rule changes forward for global trial. Among them are the 20-minute red card, where a player sent off can be replaced, you guessed it, 20 minutes after their dismissal. World Rugby say the proposed changes, currently being trialled at WXV and also during the Rugby Championship, are aimed at enhancing both fan and player experience. The other changes being put to the global trial will be reduced conversion time, where conversion attempts will be limited to 60 seconds, aligning them with penalties. 30-second scrums and line-out limits, where scrums and line-outs must be set within, you guessed it again, 30 seconds, managed by the on-field referee. Marking inside the 22-metre line, where players can now mark the ball inside the 22 from a restart, which they say encourages more contestable kickoffs. There'll be single-stop mauls, where the ball must be played after one stoppage in a maul, improving game flow, they say. Play on in uncontested lineouts, where play will continue if the ball is not thrown straight during uncontested lineouts, reducing unnecessary breaks, and protection of the scrum half, which they say enhanced protection of the scrum half at scrums, rucks and mauls encourages fluid open play. They say the initial trials have seen game speed improve by between 3 and 5 minutes, with a 45% increase in contestable restarts. Currently, Aranze is joining the Springboks contingent in Japan.
Konnichiwa. Hi guys, I'm currently Aranze. I'm incredibly excited to be joining the Mitsubishi Dynabos, and I'm grateful to represent such a great club. I want to thank the coaches and the owners for trusting me with this chance, and I look forward to giving my absolute best for the success of the team. I'm eager to contribute on and off the field and can't wait to make the Mitsubishi fans proud. Let's make the season a special one.
The 28-year-old winger has agreed a deal with Sagamihara Dynaboars, which is already home to his former Bulls teammate Walt Steenkamp. The Dynaboars finished 9th of 12 teams in Japan Rugby League One last season, avoiding relegation by 10 points. Aranza says the hard grounds in Japan and the general approach of the game with its fast pace and plenty of ball movement is going to suit him and will make him, he believes, a better player. Japan Rugby League One is already home to the likes of Malcolm Marks, Peter Steph Dutoy and Damien Delende. Finally, the home of Scottish football, Hampden, will host Glasgow's clash with rivals Edinburgh for the first time in December. The 1872 Cup meeting could be played in front of a crowd of up to 52,000 fans. Glasgow, of course, normally play their home games at Scotstoun, which has a capacity of just 9,708. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.